Last year, Juno faced the prospect of losing its city museum. The assembly also considered cutting kids' programs and shuttering the downtown swimming pool. A number of city staff positions would also have been eliminated through attrition. Those cuts never happened. This year, there's less drama anticipated.
We are not looking at deep budget cuts at this time.
That's city manager Rory Watt. He said the assembly's marching orders have been to maintain the status quo.
Their direction was to hold the line on services, so provide the same level of services that we currently are providing, knowing that we're probably going to lose ground to inflation, and that's going to mean a slight uptick in costs.
The preliminary plan to go before elected officials is a $98 million budget for general government. That's a $1.2 million increase over last year. It draws about $500,000 from reserves. The city's contribution towards schools would be the full $27.8 million requested by the school district, and that's nearly $1 million more than last year. Even so, Juneau's schools are projecting an overall decrease because of flat state funding, depleted reserves, and weak enrollment projections. The city's main revenue source is sales and property taxes. On the property side, assessments have risen, so property taxes are expected to increase, Watt said, raising about $500,000 more than last year.
It does mean that people are going to pay a little more property taxes, but I would not expect a dramatic change.
The budget process relies on assumptions, especially about the local economy. Finance Director Bob Bartholomew said revenues have risen despite some worrying indicators otherwise.
Our revenues have stayed stable and gone up slightly, but we've lost 800 residents, 500 jobs, wages, total gross wages are flat.
There are a lot of questions about the future of state jobs. The good news is that other sectors are expanding.
Tourism is bringing additional activity and revenue, and the federal government is providing a little bit more funding. But again, when 90% of our general government funding comes from sales and property tax, which are based on the economy, things could turn around pretty quickly.
The assembly will begin meeting as the Finance Committee each Wednesday through the end of May to refine the budget. Finance Chair Jesse Keel said each city department will be examined.
There are a lot of questions that will need a lot of thought and examination. What I'm not expecting is any radical changes in what the city does at this point.
A public hearing for the city budget is scheduled for April 25th. The city's operating budget is set to be adopted in June. In Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.